gave my son to him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To my life, and I will obey it. The Word of God says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Bible also says, and whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Your work, you're sitting there. You are participating in murder. You cannot tell me that you are a Christian. You cannot tell me that you submit to the Word of God. You cannot tell me that you sitting there, you are giving glory to God. You are blaspheming His name. The murderer, the one who enables the murderer, will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Ed, hear your sin. You stand before a righteous judge. You are not blameless. Your sins are still upon your head. You must repent and believe upon Jesus Christ. Do not be deceived, Ed. Ed, hear my words. Do not harden your heart. Do not be deceived. You've been deceived all your life. Ed, please. What has the church told you? What has the church told you to make you believe that you can participate in murder and be called a child of God? That you can participate in the murder, the destruction of what God has created, and be called a child of God. Ed. Please. Ed. For the sake of your soul. Ed. Ed, look at me. Ed. Examine yourself. To see whether you're in the faith, test yourself. Do you not realize that this is about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test? There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I know you know this scripture if you've ever been to church. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Who is in Christ Jesus? By this, we know that we are in Him. Whoever says he abides in Him ought to walk in the same manner in which he walked. Are you walking in the path of Jesus Christ? Ed, are you walking in the path of Jesus Christ? Ed, And by this, we know that we have come to know Him, if we keep His commandments. Ed, do you keep the commandments of Christ? Do you know the commandments of Christ? Thou shalt not murder. Ed, how in your mind do you reconcile the Word of God with the life that you are living? Ed, how in your mind do you reconcile the Word of God with the actions in your life? Ed, repent today, please. Forsake this wicked job. Forsake the murderous life that you are living. You stand in the land of the living. Repent today. Ed, you are not right with God. This world has deceived you. May I speak to your soul? Do you think about heaven and hell? Ed, do you think about heaven and hell? Ed, do you think about these things? Ed, is this you? Is this you? Everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And cast out demons in your name? And do mighty works in your name. Ed, have you read this before? What will Jesus say to these men? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Ed, what will you say to Jesus Christ on the day of judgment? Ed, what will you say to Jesus Christ on the day of judgment? I went to church every Sunday. I read my Bible. I prayed before bed and before every meal. Ed, unless you repent and believe upon the gospel of Jesus Christ, Jesus will say to you on the final day, depart from me, I never knew you, you worker of lawlessness. Ed, if you will not listen to me, listen to the Word of God. Listen to the Word of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my Spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you refuse to listen, have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded, because you have ignored my counsel and would have none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you. When terror strikes you like a storm, and your calamity comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call upon me. Then, Ed, you will call upon him. But he will not answer you. You will seek him diligently, but you will not find him, Ed. Because you hated knowledge, and you did not choose the fear of the Lord, you would have none of God's counsel, and you despised His reproof, like you are doing right now, Ed. Like you are doing right now. Therefore, you shall eat the fruit of your way, and you will have the fill of your own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster.
Praise God.
Ed, will you be the man who turns at the reproof of God? Will you turn at the reproof of God? Will you read your Bible and heed it? Or will you be the man who stiffens his neck at the word? God will laugh at your calamity. You will call out to Him, Ed, and He will not hear you. Ed, repent and believe in Christ today. You've been deceived. You've been deceived, Ed. Repent and believe today.
God was on you. He used you. He used you in a mighty way. And that word will not return void. I love you. May that be the word that breaks that heart of stone.